9. How do you take advice from someone who has taken a vow of silence? Old Wrinkley's Hole was a dried-up old well about 6 foot wide and really quite deep. Hiccup had been visiting him every day anyway, bringing him food. Hiccup carefully climbed down the ladder. It was quite a relief to get away from the clammy heat, and the further you went down, the cooler it became. His grandfather was already awake and smoking his pipe on a small stool. "I must say," said Hiccup, as he sat down beside his grandfather, "you have been very lucky in the weather. Most summers this hole would be ankle-deep in water and mud at this time of year." He cleared his throat awkwardly. "I just found out about Humongous, and the Firestone, and the volcano, and everything that happened 15 years ago." His grandfather turned his face away from Hiccup's. "Now, why would Alvin the Treacherous want to have me killed?" wondered Hiccup aloud. "He could just sit tight on Lavalout Island, waiting for the volcano to explode. He must think I'm going to do something to spoil his plans. But what can I do? I can't stop a volcano from exploding." Old Wrinkley stopped smoking for a second, picked up one of his books and rifled through the pages. He stopped on one page and pointed with a bony finger. "The Riddle of Lavalout Island," read Hiccup. Through the open window came the clear sound of a bugle calling all Vikings to a meeting of the Thing, a meeting at which no one was allowed to speak unless they were holding the Firestone, the very same Firestone that Stoic the Vast had stolen from the volcano in order to win the hand of Valhalla Rama the Mightily Beautiful 15 long years before. "The Firestone!" shouted Hiccup. "Maybe if we return the Firestone to the volcano, we can stop it from erupting." "Don't worry, Grandpa," said Hiccup. "I'll make it all right." And Hiccup climbed the ladder back up to the real world. The Riddle of Lavalout Island. My humble brother is white as milk, with doorless walls as soft as silk. I am gold as fire, a treasure rich that men desire. He who cracks the Firestone shall rule the islands all alone.